This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here we are at 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Happy New Year to everybody. Yes, it is New Year's. Hello, hello, hello. I'm just answering an email, Victoria. Victoria Keelan to Doug Steffen here, working through the issues of the day, the events of the day, people that folks are talking about. And I just responded to a request from KQEN to do a sort of a year in review and a retrospective and maybe an anticipatory thing to the local folks in the local morning program with my friend Mr. Bailey, and I'm going to suggest to him, he said, Jim Bohannon's going to do it the next day. A much better approach to this would be put both of us on together. That would be an interesting, entertaining segment. So I put that out there for your listening and dancing pleasure. Speaking of that, I am flabbergasted. Somebody sent me a note, Victoria. You'll get a kick out of this. You'll have one of your chuckles. This guy's upset with me because he says, you sound like a know-it-all. It sounds like you know something about everything. You always have something to say about everything. And sometimes, pal, you don't really sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well, so, okay.
My response to him.
Isn't it our job to have something to say about
you.
Everything?
That's exactly what I said to him. I said, it's our job. You're listening to us because you want to hear what we have to say about, or what we may talk about, what somebody else may have to say about the issues of the day or people or whatever it is. But that's the idea
here,
fella.
It's our opinions. That's the point. It's not
that we present some information.
We're gonna be right all the time.
What do you think about it? Yeah, right, exactly. So I'm going to tell you what I think about how stupid television news is. It's, what is it, 4 or something in the morning here in Los Angeles. And I'm looking at the bimbo on Channel 7. They've got a weather bimbo on every one of these stations. And there are 5 stations on the air right now live doing local news at 4 o'clock in the morning in Los Angeles. And each one of them has a live reporter. Remember, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. They have a live reporter in the pouring rain. It is pouring here. Pouring rain at the Pasadena Rose Bowl because they're all wondering speculatively. It's the same story from all of them. Are we going to have a Rose Bowl parade on New Year's Day or not? And what do the preparations look like? There's nobody doing anything. There's not even any traffic. There's no one except these fools standing in the pouring rain doing a live shot from the Rose Bowl, which is empty, and the streets around it are empty, and there's no, they're not working on any of the floats because it's pouring rain. And I just get, they are all so, you know,
now,
one guy.
Is this happening, or is it going to be
the Rose Bowl? That's the funniest thing about the story. They don't know whether it could be happening if it doesn't rain, and if it's pouring rain, it won't happen. And that's the lead of the story. That's the headline. Will it happen or won't it happen?
Yeah, I don't watch local news. I don't watch news on TV unless it's, you know, like a verdict coming in and someone is, you know, covering it live or something like that. But, I don't really watch TV news, and mostly because it's always some poor reporter who's standing out in the rain, drenched, and trying to, like, talk to some neighbor that has nothing to say. I don't know.
There's no news involved.
The whole model of, and maybe this is a generational thing, I don't know anybody who watches local news in my age group. We just get all of our news on, you know, that's what a phone is for, you know? Like, that's, I don't know, I don't get it. And I don't get the appeal of it. Is it to make people feel like they're in the neighborhood on the scene? Or
it's an active audience. It's people who are going to work at this time of the morning. There are a lot of people.
Well, traffic, obviously, you need a traffic report.
Traffic is big. Right.
Well, actually, you don't even really need a traffic report. Everyone has Waze or Google Maps, so you don't really need it. But I think people, maybe in it's been a long time since I would get up and commute, you know, into an office, but I don't think I ever turned the TV on in the morning, though.
That's another thing. In addition to it's interesting you said that, because as I'm flipping around during the news here at the top of the hour, I'm looking at not only the weather report, which is, they're all telling you it's going to pour, and, okay, so it's going to be wet here today. then they do the Rose Bowl, and then they go to the traffic cam. But because, excuse me, because it's raining so hard, the traffic cams that they have at various places, and they all use the same ones, they're put out there by Caltrans. All you can see is the raindrops on this. And the reporter says, as you can see from looking at our live shot on the 210, you can't see a damn thing. You can see blurred white lights from the cars that are coming along on the highway. But mostly it's just the drizzle and the raindrops that are on the...
Now, rain in California, though, does throw people off. It's like snow in the south.
Know how to drive.
No one knows how to drive in it.
Hydroplaning everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Right.
The mess. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, well, so I know you've been enjoying yourself every morning behind the scenes. It's exciting. Doug's in his hotel room yelling about, in the background, yelling about how bad the local news is.
Well, so, I guess part of it is because, it's a big treat. One of the things that's also fun, well, not so fun, but observing, as I travel around, I'm obviously going to give you the perspective from where I am, if it happens to be something that's local that may have some national wrinkle to it. And so for the folks, I was thinking about the folks listening, the new listeners that are in Utah, St. George's area, and also the listeners up the four stations that we have up in the Finger Lakes region of New York State, thinking, okay, what do I have here for you? And I guess I was thinking about how the weather gets this time of year in northern New York, which I'm very familiar with, having traveled around there for a long time. I used to own a radio station in that neck of the woods. The fact that the Nevada governor has declared a snow emergency because of what's gone on at Lake Tahoe, where my daughter and her husband and my grandson were stuck for 4 or 5 days. And then looking at I try to look at the weather around the country every day to see if there is, like, I'll ask Jay, she's down in Nashville, what's going on, because they've had so much weather there the last month or so. And then, I look at what's affecting people at various places across the country, and try to zero in and focus on whatever my experience may have been traveling there at whatever time of year it was, so I have a perspective on it. And so I don't need my perspective on... My daughter has, over the last 3 or 4 days, FaceTimed me any number of times with the snow, and Miles having a great time playing in the snow, and then being stuck in the snow.
Yeah,
and
it's fun until you're stuck there.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't get home.
There's 10 feet of snow, so the Nevada governor has declared a snow emergency in the same area where Megan and Matthew and Miles were. The storm and the traffic. Interstate 80 finally, after 3 days, got opened, and then, but they couldn't, some parts of it were not negotiable. Navigable? Not negotiable. Well, you can negotiate your way around, I guess. At any rate, they took the side roads, the back roads, following whatever Waze told them to do. But Waze doesn't know how deep the piles of snow are.
Right.
So there were single-lane roads, and they had to turn around and go back to Carson City the first night. It took them 3 days to get home. Normally,
it's crazy. About
a six-seven-hour ride. So anyway, these people, these selfish SOBs, who think they're the most important, they're going to get through, they're going to go down the road, they're going to pass everybody. And so as a result of that, there were multiple 4, 5, 6-car pileups down the road of all of these jerks that pass everybody, just barely able to get by because it's a one-lane road, and then they go off the road, down the road.
Yeah, and then they expect somebody to come in and dig them out.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Just, yeah, it's
you
so
selfish SOBs, that's all. And what are you teaching your children? If you get children in the car and you're doing that, what are you teaching them about how to be a good neighbor, or how to be considerate, or how to just think about others other than yourself? That's one of the real problems I think we have in this country, maybe around the world. So anyway, the power lines are out. Normally we have a station in the Tahoe area, and I don't know whether they're listening or they can get us or not. So there's another front coming in. That's going to bring the coldest air they've had in 5 years there down to zero by Friday night. So celebrate New Year's. How do you like? Remember, was it?
Build a fire and stay indoors.
It was 2, 3 years ago on New Year's Eve, how cold it was in New York. Remember that? You may still be living. I remember seeing Ryan standing on top of that building, and he was shattering. He was so cold. And so the other people who were, trying to report on whatever was going on. And imagine a million people standing down there all have to pee. Every single one of them.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Once you're in that area, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
I never understood. I mean, I was a New Yorker for a long time, and it's Times Square is a place that we thoroughly avoid at all times. So I'm always amazed at these tourists who come in and want to just stand there and freeze for eight to 10 hours. They're cutting it down. The capacity is only, I think, at 15,000 this year. Because
how do they let people in?
I don't know if you have to wear a mask outdoors. I don't think you do. I think they just cut the capacity down.
I'd be wearing a mask if I were there.
I would. I would. But I also wouldn't be standing out there freezing. So.
And what are you going to see?
Catch me at the lounge. Yeah, what are you going to see, exactly?
Yeah, you're going to see nothing. You can't hear. LL Cool J isn't going to be there to perform, so nobody's going to perform. He's got COVID. So he was the big headliner. So who are they going to bring in there now? There's not going to be anybody there. And the other side of it is you're going to see it better on television, like a football game or
They
don't watch it on TV.
Well, and it's disappointing. Fox canceled their whole broadcast, which I thought was really bizarre. But they were going to have Ken Jeong and Joel McHale together, which they had done last year. So Fox has nothing. I don't know what they've replaced it with. But Ryan Seacrest will still be out there. And Miley and Pete Davidson are doing a thing from Miami.
Heard was there's going to be a mud wrestling match between Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity. That's what they're going to replace it with.
If someone wants to see that, sure.
Help yourself to that. Meanwhile, a weather station mounted on a tide gauge on the island of Kodiak, Alaska, where we do have listeners, recorded an air temperature yesterday of 67 degrees. Not below zero, 67 degrees above zero. How about that? There's a warm spell. It's warmer up there than it is down in the lower 48. There isn't one place except southern Texas, I think southern Florida, that had the temperatures that were in the upper 60s and lower 70s yesterday. So imagine Alaska. You don't think, I don't like to beat the climate change drum too hard, but under the circumstances, there is stuff going on. It's kind of interesting that the temperature is 67 degrees up near the Bering Straits. 19 after on the DJV show.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, with no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished, and I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Now to 23 after the hour. What kind of music is that? Phil, what is that music? That's kind of a... the music is ending. Good to know. Thanks very much for all of that. Well, we're not ending. We're beginning our trending report for this hour. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen with the folks who are upset about Pat Sajak's Wheel of Fortune 40th anniversary. I did not remember that he had been on that show 40 years. That he's the only host ever on that show. Can you imagine? He was 30. He was a weatherman in Indianapolis when Merv Griffin found him. And he said, there, that's the guy. He's perfect for Wheel of Fortune. And it turns out that he is. So what are people, the anniversary was December 28th, 1981, when mm-hmm. that show, both of those shows went on the air that day. So 40, he would have been, yeah, he was 35 years
Jeopardy
old.
I think Jeopardy was a little bit ahead. Because
oh,
I think
it?
That the 40th, okay. Yeah, I think the 40th may have been, I'll have to look it up, but I think
Art
the 40th
Fleming
was
the first host of Jeopardy, and he was there for, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years. If I'm not mistaken, he was a venerable game show host. He came from St. Louis, from KMOX, where Bob Costas came around. A lot of great people. The Bucks came out of KMOX, and I remember all three of those guys I knew when I worked there. Very interesting what went on there at the station and how they bred these big-time people. Sajak didn't come from there. He came from whatever the big television station in the NBC station in Indianapolis. That's where I don't even remember where he came from originally. I know he owns a house and he lives in Annapolis and owns a radio station there in Annapolis. He owns a local radio station. But I don't know if he's from there originally or not. But imagine, how in the world could the producers forget something like that, Victoria?
I don't know. So the story is that essentially a lot of the fans are really upset that the show didn't acknowledge his 40th anniversary. And so he tweeted, he turned 75 this year, or will be, he is already 75, and so maybe he'll turn 76 coming up. But anyway, so he's 75 years old, and it's
a great age to be.
Yeah. And so 75 is the new 55. And so December 28th, 1981 was his first show. He said he was hosting at the time with Susan Stafford, whom I'm assuming is before Vanna White was
right,
the precursor to Vanna.
Vanna. Yeah,
and
right.
So he put out some fun facts, which was funny. He said that the top 10 shows in 1981 when he started on Wheel included Dallas, Three's Company, The Jeffersons, and The Dukes of Hazzard. Ronald Reagan was in his first year as president, and the number one song was Olivia Newton-John's Physical. So he's sort of like setting the stage of this is what was going on when I first did my very first episode of Wheel of Fortune. And so his daughter congratulated him on Twitter and wrote happy 40th Wheeliversary. And so and everyone was really, you know, happy about it. But then the fans realized that the December 28th episode came and went and no mention of his 40th anniversary. So the show has not made an official statement. The only thing I'm thinking of is that maybe they taped it so far in advance they forgot that it would have been the 40th episode or 40th anniversary.
Somebody's not on the ball. Yeah, no, somebody's out to lunch.
It's too bad. That's a big milestone.
Yeah, it is a huge milestone. In fact, congratulations to the guy. Anybody doing something like that on their own. I mean, there was a little rhubarb last week about the Audi Q3, but that just shows how many people are paying attention to it and want to follow the program. So anyway, happy anniversary. 28 past the hour.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
I'm Tom from Kane 11, and I have one question for you. What size socks do you wear? If you're like everyone else we've asked, you simply don't know. How could you? All sock companies make their socks in one size fits all or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. At Kane 11, we make our socks to fit 11 individual sizes, from 7 to 17. No more heel hiking, toe bunching, or that towel under your toe feeling. Kane 11 has great colors and looks to fit everyone's lifestyle, from crews to athletics, even our perfectly designed no-shows. Your feet hold up your whole body, and the better your socks fit, the more comfortable you're going to feel all day. And with Kane 11, you get better yarns, better quality, just a better sock.
Try a pair of Kane 11s. You'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again. You won't believe what wearing socks that actually fit really feel like till you try Kane 11s, made right here in the USA.
So stop compromising your comfort. Go to Kane11.com. Get 20% off your first order. Only available at Kane11.com. Walk the world with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The $9 billion medical miracle that never existed. Elizabeth Holmes, the founder and former CEO of blood testing company Theranos, on Monday was found guilty of conspiracy and fraud against certain investors by a California jury. The Biden administration brought 36 migrants back to the United States for court hearings on Monday under the reimposed Remain in Mexico program and expanded its enforcement of that program into San Diego, California. Candidate Joe Biden from a year ago.
This is the first president in the history of the United States of America that anybody seeking asylum has to do it in another country.
The Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to intervene and allow them to end the program that blocks illegal immigration. Apple Technology on Monday became the first publicly traded company to be worth $3 trillion. It comes less than 2 years after the company became the first to get a $2 trillion valuation. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci explains why kids' COVID-19 hospitalization numbers are so high.
As some media headlines across America read doom and gloom for America's children during the Omicron variant of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC says these numbers are being inflated.
That if you look at the children who are hospitalized, many of them are hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID. If a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID, and they get counted as a COVID hospitalized individual, when in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal judge in Oklahoma has set a January 28th date for the resentencing of Joe Maldonado Passage, better known as the Tiger King Joe Exotic. In July, a federal appeals court ruled he should get a shorter sentence. The U.S. Court of Appeals determined the trial court wrongly treated two murder-for-hire convictions separately in calculating his prison term. Maldonado Passage received a 22-year prison sentence. The appeals court said the trial court should have calculated to be between 17 and a half years to just under 22 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sending an email. Phil's yelling at me. Are you there? Yeah, I'm sending an email, and I would have had it down except for a spell check. How many people go bananas when you send an email? I've sent the same email to this person three times. Because I put the call letters into the radio station, and then the call letters get taken out because it doesn't recognize the call letters of the, they don't, you know, it doesn't sound like a word that you can spell. So in full transparency, I've sent an email to Jim Bohannon, who's going to do a morning shot on a station that I'm doing a shot on, and I said, let's do it together. I told that to the program, but let's see if he does that or not. We always have a lot of fun when we're chatting together. But I put KQEN in three times, and each time it came back as queer or queen. Those are the moments I want to just throw this thing against the wall. Okay, here we are. Happy times are here again. It's the end of the year, beginning of the new year. I was thinking about how we are destined for greatness here, Victoria. That's the thought I'm holding for the new year. We're exactly where we're supposed to be. We're doing the things we're supposed to be. We're creating something out of our dreams. It's a blast off into the good stuff. That's, I think, I'm holding that thought, and I hope everybody listening to this program will hold that thought as you go through the next day or so, welcoming in the new year, trying to figure out, you know, okay, am I, if you're still wondering, am I going to watch this thing on TV? No, I bet you there isn't anybody listening to this program right now who's going to go to New York to watch that ball drop, which, by the way, apparently has some new Waterford crystals in it. This is your area of expertise. I do know what Waterford crystals are, though. You can give me credit for that.
Okay.
But beyond that, why do they use Waterford crystal? Why do they just use regular glass? Why do they have to? What is there about the Waterford crystals that makes the New Year's Eve ball better, brighter? What is it? Who cares?
Well, regular cut glass doesn't hold the light or capture the light the way crystal does.
Not sparkly enough?
I'm sure that's part of it. I think this was originally, and I'd have to Google this, I don't know. I think that this was originally a gift from Waterford Crystal to the city of New York, the actual ball itself. And it's made by Waterford, and so it's 12,000 pounds is how much it weighs. Ooh. And it's 12 feet in diameter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this year they added, every year, which I didn't know, but every year they change up the theme. So there's like a new, smaller design element on the ball. This year it's called the Gift of Wisdom. And yeah. So they add in, every year they change it up, and they, I think it's 192 new crystals this year. And so they represent the themes of happiness, goodwill, harmony, serenity, kindness, and wonder.
Oh.
So... yeah, okay. So that's going to be... So normally it's 60,000 visitors, but they're going to cap it at 15,000 in that area of Times Square when it drops.
So if you move to the other part of the country where there always are big New Year's Eve parties, Las Vegas, they're going to do their fireworks show there, and they've got 300,000-plus people expected.
We know where the next super spreader is, but, you know, have fun.
Yeah, right. No masks, none of that stuff.
Nope.
The gatherings, this is something, again, every year there are hundreds of thousands of people that go. And the difference between New Year's Eve in New York and New Year's Eve in Vegas is that most of the people, when they start celebrating in New York, are still sober. Most of the people in Las Vegas are not. They're drunk for the whole thing. And that's, you know, that's pretty much the difference between what goes on the Las Vegas Strip and what goes on in Times Square. And by the way, and there are a lot of naked people. By the time the celebration is over, there are tons of naked people.
Well,
who
if the
are
weather's
littered.
Warm, right? That,
yeah,
that helps
right.
too.
Exactly. Yeah, let's have a big party. So that's and there are other places. I mean, most communities I know in Framingham, my hometown. I'll be there back for New Year's Eve. But I've gone to celebrate. I can't remember the last time. Let me think. Yes, I can. It was a makeup night. I think in 2015. When I was awake just barely at midnight. And then it was, you know, but after that, it was like 12:01 nighty night. And I don't usually stay up because normally before I had these chickens that are around me now, like Jennifer and, well, Jennifer, when she was on her own before Victoria corrupted her, she was happy. Well, she wasn't too happy to get up on New Year's, but she would. And so we'd have our regular program on New Year's Day. Now Victoria has corrupted all of the ladies, so none
actually,
of them want
to
do
New Year's.
Anything.
No, that wasn't me. New Year's Day, I was doing Christmas Day with you, because as soon as I joined the show, Jen was like, all right, peace out. And so I was doing Christmas
Day.
I
don't have to do Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But then I think it's good old Rich McFadden, actually, is the one who stopped the New Year's Day, if it fell during
really?
The week, because he didn't want to pay anyone overtime to run
well,
the board.
That might have been it, yeah. That could have been it.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, so it's now your fault. All right. Anyway, that's the inside workings of baseball here. But I'm the only guy, and I say this lovingly. I'm not trying to be a braggadocious. I beat my chest and say, oh, Doug, he's so super. But I like being on the radio, and I like getting up and doing the program, and I like being of service, if you will, because this is a public service in a manner of speaking. I got to make a living at it to pay Victoria and Jennifer and Jay and the people that helped me put the thing together. But, you know, it's a labor of love. for me, I really enjoy being here with you, and I haven't until, what was it, I think until you came along, I hadn't, this program been on the air for 29 years. I'd never taken a day off in 29 years. I never took a vacation, never was sick, always on the air, every day. And
but that's, station, I mean, that's like not, that's not healthy.
Well,
I understand you like doing
fine.
What you do,
yeah,
but, was, you know, you've also
I mean, I could do it from anywhere.
Some,
it wasn't that I didn't go,
right.
I mean, I can, the technology is such that I can do it from wherever I am, and it still sounds like I'm in a studio somewhere. So
right,
I'm
but like you've taken some really amazing trips, though.
I have,
you know,
since
in the last
since you came along, I have
years.
Taken some. Yes, I
yeah,
have
you've been
some
to Peru, you went to England
yeah.
twice, you went to
yeah.
Israel,
been
you went to Egypt, right?
Yeah.
Or did Egypt not
yeah.
happen?
No, I've
you've
been, well,
to
I've been
some
Egypt
really
three
impressive
times.
Places. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would like to go back to doing that. I would probably still have kept doing it were it not for COVID. I had plans, as a matter of fact,
yeah.
to go. Where was I going to go? I was going to take
Egypt. Maybe it
I was going to go back to Egypt to go into. I had not ever been into the pyramids or into the Sphinx. I was
mm-hmm.
going to do that, and then that got canceled. So I mean, then, but that
yeah.
stuff's opening back up again. But I wouldn't. I'm not crazy. I don't mind getting on an airplane and going back and forth coast to coast. This next month, I'm going to be traveling all over the country. But I don't. That doesn't bother me. But for whatever the reason, I don't want to go to some place that I don't know, where I don't know what the people are doing to, you know, expose myself to who knows what. So I'm still, I guess, as much as I complain about the things that we don't know or we haven't done, or what I wish we had done differently with COVID, I still sort of feel in my heart of hearts, in my soul of soul, in my gut, that I ought not to be, you know, going too far out of the country, at least for a while. I was noticing there's an overview from the policy, one of the policy institutes in New York, about the global response to COVID that I think is worth a moment or two of reflection as we look at the end of the year. A lot of people are doing, you know, end of the year stuff and yada, yada. And I'm not doing big stories because that's a waste of time. We all know what the big stories are. But the inside insight from some of these things, like these guys who are looking at our response to COVID, and not just our response here in America, but around the world. And one of the first things that they say in this overview, Victoria, is how we really blew it in terms of China. And how our relationship with China, which is the most important one to them, and the most, I guess, in a manner of speaking, although I think our important, our relationship with Europe is more important than our relationship with China. But anyway, our economic ties and our relationship with China warrant, quote, serious reconsideration. Hello, duh. And that's, again, this is a policy institute looking at what the damage has been from COVID-19 to our global institutions. One of the things that they note, which I think is true, is it strengthened the power of national government, which it certainly did. It did in America. It did in Europe. I think it did most anywhere. It also, this review delineates the World Health Organization and how out to lunch they were. And this is not a political right-wing, left-wing organization. This is just these are people who are scientists and educators that work for this policy institute, and they do these reports from time to time on various global issues. And so what's more important than COVID? How COVID has created new powers, I'm just sort of picking and choosing here, new intrusions by the state into our society, new digital surveillance technology that were previously the province of authoritarian political systems. My, that's pretty indicting. But we know that's going on here, and we know the Chinese are all over the place. And one of the things that they note in here is the implication of the Chinese, who are also using digital surveillance to find out what's happening everywhere around the world. And that has burgeoned during the epidemic. And it basically admits that people around the world, quote, are looking to their national and provincial governments for confidence and security, but that has failed for the most part. And it has. I mean, we were, I suppose you could say, as a Monday morning quarterback, what would you have done different? And that's what these people are saying. For the next time, read this. and carry with you some of the things that might have been done were we able to have more time to prepare or to look at this thing from a different point of view. It also talks about the economic scarring that the globe has been through, which, of course, is what's happened. I mean, look at all the businesses that have gone out of business. Look at all the people who were thrown out of work. And now, on the other side of it, we lost, apparently, according to this, America's workforce is 8.5 million people smaller than it was last year at this time. So I wonder why. Is that because of retirements? It doesn't, you know.
There were a lot of early retirements. 4 million women are no longer in the workforce. There are a lot of, and then the shifting landscape. So workforce, which is an interesting thing that I read in, I don't know, one of the business, I think it may have been Business Insider. They said that when you use the term workforce, that doesn't, it depends on where the data is coming from, but it doesn't always include people who started their own businesses. And a lot of people took this time to start their own business.
Yep. Right.
And so they kind of aren't counted anymore as like an employee who reports, you know, punches a clock every day. So it's a really shifting landscape. It's kind of amazing, actually, how much things changed.
Yeah, right. The foreign investment fell 35%. That is our investment in other companies and other places in the world. Chinese government virus, COVID, whatever you want to call it, has had a drastic, more impactful than the economy that was in ruins after World War II. That's how impactful this has been. And yet nobody is taking, they take their shots at Trump here in this report. But they also say the leadership is not strong right now. So they have, interesting, China has now, and they're dealing with the COVID-19, they have a zero tolerance policy. 11 before the hour.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, exercise.
You know, the right gear makes all the difference.
Sure does. Which is why I went to Kohl's and got an Adidas hoodie for my husband, Nike sneakers for my son, and some Tech Gear leggings for myself.
Is shopping your cardio?
More like my motivation. Did I mention I got an extra 20% off and earned Kohl's cash?
Ooh, BRB, running to Kohl's.
Select styles, Adidas and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% off runs January 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film, The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Time now on the DJV program to get into health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with questions for Dr. Ken. Certainly the question that's most on people's minds, the numbers, and, you know, when we do our hourly every week program, which you can listen to on a lot of the same stations that carry the DJV program, you can also listen to it all the time, anytime, at djvhealthshow.com, wherever podcasts are available. Ken has had lots to say. Most of our conversations over the last year and a half, 2 years, have been about COVID, believe it or not. Well, I think it's obvious because Ken is a noted cardiologist, has his own clinic down in Madura, Florida, Lake Cardiology, comes to the aid of lots of listeners with their questions. Victoria is here as well with me this morning, Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. And so we have the collective question about whether, I think the most important question, the one most frequently asked, Ken, is this the latest version of COVID as dangerous? As Omicron, dangerous or not dangerous? Will it, you know, everybody wants to know when it's going to be gone. You've addressed that a couple of times on DJV Health. But what about Omicron?
I think nothing in medicine, the predictions have never been worse than in any other disease except for COVID-19. COVID-19 is very unpredictable. I'll tell you, I heard a conversation a week ago with the head of infectious disease from South Africa, this brilliant female infectious disease physician who really did the hard work to isolate Omicron. And she's the one who has told the world that in South Africa, Omicron's been very more contagious than all the other variants, the original variant and the Delta variant. But it's been a milder disease. But she tells America, don't drop your guard yet, because South Africa had a lot more of natural immunity because more people were exposed. higher rates than in America, and also it's a younger population. I think it's that was a week ago. She exercised caution for America to take away from the South Africa experience because it came like the Eiffel Tower to South Africa. The rate went up like the Eiffel Tower, and then a month later it went away with many more rates of infection, but many fewer deaths and hospitalizations than we saw with the original strain or with Delta. I think in another week, it is looking like we're going to have a similar experience to South Africa, but I think we need another week from here to really know whether this is a milder disease. The problem is that we've seen such a spike in incidence. We were seeing... You know, 20,000, we saw 400,000 cases in America this week per day. This is the most in the whole 2 years since we've been dealing with this. And even if it's a mild disease, if a tiny fraction of those become hospitalized, it's going to put stress on the hospital, in the hospitals in America. So even a mild case due to the incredible high number of cases, this is a significant thing. The take home, and you've probably heard this, and you know, I'm not a big pusher of mandates or anything like that, but just good common sense. You got to get vaccinated. You got to get boosted, because the important thing is with all of these variants, because Delta is still around. It's still
The people in the hospital now that are hospitalized are mostly Delta patients, are they not?
That is correct, but it's such a huge number of Omicron that you're going to see a fraction in the hospital. But key is that only 10% of the deaths have been in the vaccinated people. The 90% of the deaths this week are in the unvaccinated.
All right, so then the obvious, the next question has to do with the number of people getting a booster and whether we are. Some reports suggest the booster only lasts for maybe 4 months, maybe even 2 months. So you got to get another one. I heard that from a couple of people, like the leader of the medical department at Brown University said, hey, you're going to need another shot in another couple of months. You've had it. Go get another one. Is that what do you think of that?
It's still the Israelis are on the lead on this. We don't know yet. This is a three-vax vaccine. Most people hopefully are getting the Moderna or the Pfizer, and you have to look at it as a three-jab vaccine. The fact that it was called a booster really is a little bit of a misnomer. The second shot was given a little too early because we were in such a rush to get the population with some protection. It's a three-shot, and we really don't yet know how long the third is going to last. Right now, the work is on an Omicron fourth shot, and that's being tested in Israel right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're not about to say yet whether people should be planning to get another shot, so that's going to take a while.
Stay tuned. No one knows the answer to that.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, as part of Good Day Healthier. Good day. I slip into that every once in a while. As part of DJV Health. At 59 past the hour.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.